Hello everybody and welcome back to my channel. I am your host, Davin James. Thrilled to be here with you guys here today. If you're new to the channel, please remember to like, subscribe and comment as it helps a bunch with the YouTube algorithm. And with that being said, I hope you guys enjoy today's episode. Okay, so today I got a bit of a weird one. Most of my stories I talk about are pretty weird for the most part, which is why I quite like them, because they're unusual. However, this one is a little bit too unusual for my liking. And it kind of takes the word antisocial into a whole new level, in my opinion. Like, we're all familiar with antisocialism and the things people do while being antisocial, such as drinking, starting fights, lighting fires, setting off fireworks somewhere, regardless of where it is. You know, certain things like that are just little glimpses of antisocial behaviour, and we're all familiar with it in some sort of way. However, I'm pretty sure I can say with confidence that this one I'm going to talk about today is very uncommon, at least I like to think so anyway. Maybe I give people on planet Earth too much credit for being normal for the most part. This is one you wouldn't think would happen in a church or a graveyard rather, on his cemetery in general, because it's quite unnormal and it's quite sickening for the most part. So what I'm talking about is people having sex in graveyards, for lack of a better word, in graveyards. I could put in more graphic detail, but I'd rather not. You know, it's quite early here, early afternoon here in the UK, and I don't really want to like go into too much detail what kind of things people are doing in graveyards. Not that I've seen it, but I can only imagine, you know, which is probably the bad thing of imagining it, but there we are. But police have suggested putting railings around tombstones to prevent people from having sex on them in one particular area of this certain church. And this is a great statement from the BBC, which I quite like. While the thought of roaming a plot of land late at night that has thousands of people buried 6 feet underground might send shivers down the spines of some people, it gets some people in the mood, according to the BBC. And that's the thing, like, some people do actually like exploring gravestones and cemeteries and whatnot, which is fine, you know, it's a bit of a weird, unusual hobby, but as long as you're not doing anything illegal or creepy, you're just looking around and exploring these gravestones, you know, who these people are, where were they born, what year did they die, you know, were they a father, were they a mother, were they a sister, brother, son, nephew, auntie, niece, daughter, you know, that sort of thing. That's quite alright in my opinion. I don't see anything wrong with that. But then when you're going into the extreme part of things where you're having sex in a grave site, then it's something really, really wrong with you, in my opinion. Like, I know people, you know, like to be goths and whatnot, they're into the whole lot sort of things, but I don't even think they would even have sex in a graveyard. At least I would hope not, anyway. Stranger things have happened, I suppose, so you can't really question it in some parts, anyway. But yeah, like I understand people wanting to explore and whatnot. Fine, okay, that's normal, you know, for lack of a better word, it's normal. But having sex in a graveyard, like, how did you get in the mood for something like that? Like, I don't understand that. Like, it's muddy, it's filthy, it's, you know, he's got people buried 6 feet under. And I was like, how do you get in the mood for something like that? Like, that's something I don't understand. Like, I'm 29 as of this year, as of last weekend. So I'm still learning about people, and I'm learning about what people get off on and what people despise and what, like, yeah, we're always learning about people. So when I feel like, when I see things like this, I'm like, okay, yeah, just get me off this planet. Like, if the aliens are real, please just come get me. Like, take me away, wherever your planet is, just take me away, because this is a very weird and unnormal sort of behavior, in my opinion. But like I said, authorities are looking into it, and they're thinking that you might have come up with an idea to smack down antisocial behaviour once and for all. The Ipswich Borough Council heard from stakeholders about a plan to redevelop land around this church called St. Stephen's Church, or St. Stephen's Church. The church is being transformed into a live music venue. However, there are tombstones around it, and it seems to be attracting, again, all sorts of antisocial behaviour. And you can see some of it here, like drinking, drug taking, and again, sexual activities. Which is, again, very weird. And why would anyone want to get up surrounded by dead people? It's just, you know, that as it says here, it's anyone's guess. Because that's a mystery that we all would probably want to figure out at some point. Because it's not a very normal situation to find yourself in. At least, from far where I'm concerned, anyway. Police said in a submission that imperfectly accessible, secured locations such as this, it is sadly common to find raised tombstones being used as tables to consume alcohol and drugs. But again, they are also sometimes the site of sexual activity. Lee added that in a religious setting, this antisocial behaviour is particularly disrespectful, is what I meant to say. It is more likely that this will occur in the area at the back of the church where the protective railings are eventually removed. Or when they are removed, rather. However, there is a solution to the madness. You know, some railings around the tombstones, that might be a good idea. CCTV cameras, that's a good option too. Better lighting, so these people cannot enjoy the thrills and darkness. And also some removable seating. Like, it's very weird that, you know, you have to do these sort of things in order to make your area, like a graveyard for example, a more relaxed, more respectful location. Because you would think like no one would want to mess around in a gravesite of any sort. You know, no one would want to vandalise a gravestone or, you know, vandalise a church or whatever it may be. I'm not saying that's happened, but, you know, I'm just giving an example of sort of like antisocial behaviour. Things happen all the time, and you can't always do much about that, because it's just how it is. But you wouldn't think of someone having like things like sex on a gravestone or in a graveyard or whatever, because it's just messed up. It's freaky. Like, you wouldn't think, like, that's something you've probably seen in some creepy, disturbing movie of some sort, you know? That's not real life behaviour. But then again, people do strange things sometimes. Especially if they're under alcohol usage or drug usage, that's going to come into effect as well. You know, any responsible thinking or behavior tactics go out the window, and then they're just doing whatever they're doing for the sake of doing whatever they're doing. You know, like, that's just how it is. It's creepy, but at the same time, it does happen. I mean, what can you say about it? It is unusual behavior, and it is stupid. Like, I do hope that there is some ways that the police can do something about this, whether it be more CCTV cameras, putting railings up so people, you know, can not get into the area. Although, in my opinion, people will still find a way to get into an off-limits area, you know, because that's how people are. They are stubborn and they are foolish in some aspects. And they will find a way to get at what they want, because it's just how they are. That's in our nature. We are stubborn human beings, for the most part. And we don't always listen to authority. And we don't always think about what we're doing. And the consequences that this could have on ourselves or somebody else or whatever it may be. And that's why we are, you know, we can be really bad as people. We can be really bad. And it goes to show you sometimes how we are our own worst enemy in some cases. Not maybe as extreme as this, but we could do better. Let's be honest. We could do a lot better for the most part. Like, there are some genuinely good people out there. And I'm not saying that, you know, these people are not saying good people. They're just being foolish. And they're making dumb mistakes, such as what they're doing, such as like antisocial behavior, because, you know, that's just how it is. They're looking for a thrill of some sorts, and, you know, whatever it is they're finding it, they're going to find it, and there's not much that can be done to stop it, unfortunately. So, what do you guys think of this episode? Like I said, I've given my thoughts. I think this is weird for people to, like, the antisocial stuff, like, such as drinking and getting high and whatnot in this cemetery, that's not unnormal. It is part of the antisocial behaviour, whatever you want to call it. But, like, having sex in a graveyard, that's something that's completely new to me. And I think that's something that I could have done a whole bunch of my life knowing that, without knowing about, rather, because it's just creepy. And yeah, I don't even think, you know, anyone in the right mind, in the same mind, would probably want to do that. You want to get a thrill, fine, I understand that. You know, you want to spice up your sex life, fine, I get that. But like, there's ways to go about it where it's legal and it's not breaking the, not breaking the law, because that goes into legal, but it's not weird at the same time. Like, you're not doing anything that's quite unusual in some ways, where anyone's going to get offended over, or you're plainly disrespectful. Is that even the word? Probably not. But you're being disrespectful to the area itself and those unfortunate souls who have passed away in that area. So, you know. But I'd like to know your guys' thoughts on this. Let me know in the comments section. Like, once again, please like, subscribe and comment to my channel. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Until next time, take care, stay safe, and I'll catch you guys next time. Bye-bye.